Bullock County commissioners cleared the way for another new industry in Bullock County at their regular evening meeting on Tuesday, June 6, 2023 at the Bullock Ag Center. The commissioners approved the property owner, Ronald Delocious, application to rezone 21.94 acres from AG5, agriculture 5 acres, to high, heavy industrial, for the purpose of constructing and operating a manufacturing facility. The property is located at 8527 Highway 119 South. According to Statesboro attorney Steve Rushing, who represented the Deloach family at the meeting, the property is under contract for a plastic mold injection manufacturing facility which will make plastic parts for EVs. They needed heavy industrial designation due to excess of 35-foot height requirement covered in light industrial. Currently, any height requirements over 35 feet moves the zoning to high. The new facility would create 120 jobs and the county is not providing any tax abatement. The site is very close to exit 137 on I-16 and is 6 miles from the Hyundai Mega Plant. Bel Air Annexation. The commissioners approved an intergovernmental agreement with the city that ends litigation on the proposed Bel Air annexation. The agreement validates that the city will assume all maintenance of Beasley Road as a city street. Continue reading for a report on all business covered at the meeting. Approval of zoning agenda. Approved. 1. David Mincy has submitted a conditional use application requesting to operate an automotive repair shop. The property is located on 1955 Old Register Way, 062-000016-002. David Mincy spoke on behalf of the request. Approved. 2. KB Rentals has submitted a rezone application requesting to rezone 88.93 acres from AG5, agriculture 5 acres, to R80, residential 80,000 square feet, for the purpose of developing a single-family subdivision. The property is located on Lots Creek Road, 032-00013C000, 032-00013C002, 032-00013C003, 032-00013C004, 032-00013C005, 032-00013C006, 032-00013C007, 032-00013-000. Attorney Steve Rushing spoke on behalf of the request. Approved. 3. Nikki Kolovsky has submitted a conditional use application requesting to operate a home occupation, dog grooming business, within an accessory building. The property is located at 2640 Brooklet Leafield Road, 136-000028-004. Nikki Kolovsky spoke on behalf of the request. Approved. 4. William L. Davis has submitted a rezone application requesting to rezone 24.4 acres from R80, residential 80,000 square feet, to high, heavy industrial, for the purpose of operating a steel building business. The property is located on Jake Strauss Road, 105-000001-000. Denied. 5. William Clayton Mills has submitted a rezone application requesting to rezone 5 acres from AG5, agriculture 5 acres, to MHP, manufactured home park, for the purpose of operating a mobile home park. The property is located on Bell Road, 088-00026-001. Planning and Zoning voted 6-0 to deny the request. 9 citizens signed up to speak against the request. John Dotson with Maxwell Reddick spoke on behalf of the request. Attorney Chris Gohagan spoke against the request representing Millie and Charlie Hopkins. He also presented over 125 signatures of property owners and citizens who live in this area who are opposed to this request. Millie Hopkins spoke against the request. Mike Deal spoke against the request. Jerry Morris spoke against the request. George Deal spoke against the request. Bobby Jones spoke against the request, representing Sweet Briar Subdivision. Commissioner Timmy Rushing explained to the citizens opposed to this request that the landowner has 28 acres and can place the 8 manufacture homes on the property without regulations or with regulations. This proposal would require a regulated manufactured home park. He had James Pope explain that there are 200 manufactured homes in this area. Dink Butler and Brad Deal answered questions from Commissioner Rushing regarding the concerns. The commission voted 4-2 to deny the request. Approved. 6. Dirt Road Riders, LLC has submitted a rezone application requesting to rezone 1.723 acres from AG5, Agriculture 5 acres, to R25, Residential 25,000 square feet, for the purpose of creating 3 residential lots. The property is located on Pinewood Drive, 062-COOO-34-009, 062-COOO-34-008. John Dotson with Maxwell Reddick spoke in favor of the request. Approved. 7. Gerald Roberson has submitted an application to rezone 42 acres from AG5, Agriculture 5 acres, to High, Heavy Industrial, to operate a sawmill. The property is located on Newtown Road, 166-000-30-000. Planning and Zoning recommended denial by a 6-0 vote. Adam Williams spoke in favor of the request. They would relocate from their current 2 acres at their home in Brooklet. They operate an urban sawmill which is focused on processing locally sourced timber. They have 4 employees and operate 3 days per week. Terry Larimore spoke against the request. Eric Owens did not speak against the request, but stated some concerns regarding truck traffic and clarification of what is light industrial. Rick Schumann spoke against the request. Approved. 8. Ronald Deloach has submitted an application to rezone 21.94 acres from AG5, Agriculture 5 acres, to High, Heavy Industrial, for the purpose of constructing and operating a manufacturing facility. The property is located at 8527 Highway 119 South, 188-000-19-000. Planning and Zoning voted to approve the request by a 4-2 vote. Attorney Steve Rushing spoke on behalf of the request. The property is under contract pending zoning approval for a plastic mold injection manufacturing facility which will make plastic parts for EVs. They need heavy industrial designation due to excess of 35 height requirement. Currently any height requirements over 35 feet moves the zoning to High. Would create 120 jobs and no tax abatement. The site is very close to exit 137 on I-16 and is 6 miles from the Hyundai Megaplant. Scott Deloach spoke in favor of the request representing Bay District residents. They have assembled 70 signatures to oppose the property. She is concerned that the plant will add 120 vehicles and 80 truckers per day. Alania Kelly spoke against the request. Randy Simon spoke against the request. Commissioners voted 5-1 to approve. Approved. 9. Discussion and/or motion to amend the Bullock County Comprehensive Plan Future Development Map, and the Suburban Corridor and Suburban Neighborhood Character Areas. James Pope spoke in favor of this request. Fori Constolati spoke against the request. She pointed out that the proposed designated area as the suburban neighborhood is 2/3 wetlands. Consent agenda, all approved. 1. Minutes approval, Tuesday, May 16, 2023, 8:30 a.m. 2. Approve a 1-year term contract with Colonial Oil Industries Inc. for bulk oil and fluids. A bid was issued for bulk oil and fluids to be used by fleet maintenance on county-maintained vehicles. The fleet coordinator, Troy Cothran, reviewed the submitted bids. Colonial Oil Industries submitted a bid with equal to products as well as a bid with name brand products. Mr. Cothran determined the equal to products to be acceptable. Approval is being recommended to accept the lower priced bid with the equal to products. 3. Resolution declaring as unserviceable and authorizing internet auction sale or disposal of vehicles and equipment. 4. Motion to enter into member program agreement with ACCG Retirement Services. On July 1, 2023, the employee retirement plan will transition away from the current defined contribution plan to the new defined benefit plan. ACCG Retirement Services will serve as trustees of the new plan, performing necessary functions including, but not limited to, actuarial and accounting services, administrative services, and tax reporting services. New business. Approved. 1. Approve a resolution to confirm the names of roads in Sandy Creek Subdivision. Bullock County GIS has requested clarification on the names of the roads in Sandy Creek Subdivision because some of the lots have addresses that do not match the names on the Georgia Department of Transportation's official county roadmap for Bullock County. According to GDOT, the roads in Sandy Creek Subdivision are named Sandy Creek Road, CR number 857, Sunset Road, CR number 858, and Moonlight Lane, CR number 859. GIS has requested that the commissioners confirm that the names of the roads in this subdivision are the same as the names on GDOT's official county roadmap. Approved. A Bel Air Annexation Intergovernmental Agreement with the City regarding the Beasley Road Annexation. The IGA submitted by the county and approved by the city in their meeting today would validate that the city will maintain the infrastructure on Beasley Road from U.S. Highway 80 to State Route 24. Which the city already does since it is a city-maintained road. The in effect ends the contesting of this annexation by the county. Public comments. Bruce Simons asked where the commission is on the homestead valuation freeze exemptions. County Attorney Jeff Akins explained that you have to go through the General Assembly then a referendum to approve this. They will continue reviewing it. Click here for meeting agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of meeting.